Ramble.
Guten Morgen to you. I am Flula Borg, and it is now a boom time.
Tiki-toki, what time is it? Tiki-toki, what time is it?
Boom time!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another yum-yum episode of Boom Time with Flula Borg. Sitting next to me is a very delicious human, the director of Boom Time, Alex Simmons. Alex, ¿cómo está usted?
Muy bien, usted.
Oh, muchas gracias. Por favor, quisiera una Lacroix.
Well, then you should, yeah.
I did. I'm sipping it currently. Yeah. Yes. Not a sponsor of Boom Time.
You speak a, like, pretty decent Spanish for not speaking Spanish.
Yes. I'm a little peligroso with my Espanol.
That's
you know,
true.
Enough to have some confusions and then enough to also tell no one anything.
You know just enough Spanish to be peligroso.
Yeah. And groß means big in German. So peligroso is like dangerous and also large.
That's funny.
Yeah. I'm
gross,
excited.
Gross. Dangerous. No, big.
Big. Gross is big.
Sorry,
and peligroso.
I got my languages mixed up there for a sec.
That's all right.
Where are we? Who are we?
Who knows what's happening? I'm very excited, though, because today's going to be a fun one, Alex.
It's good. I would love for you to be like, I'm very excited. Today's going to be very boring.
Yeah. I'm so excited because today would be like snoozy thirsty.
Yeah.
No, we are going to speak about something I've been wanting to ask you about. It's about something in your history.
Something in my history?
And my history. I mean, everybody. Yeah, our history.
And what could that possibly be?
You know, like in life when you have to make dollars and euros?
It's called a job, yep.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you're in this jobsy, mid-jobsy, you have some weird people that are there.
Always, there's always at least one weird person in every job.
Yeah, and so, you all, as we know, if there are no weird people in the job, the weird person is you, of course. And so I've had many jobs where everyone is normal, so now I've realized, oops, yeah, who has two thumbs?
That's funny.
You know?
Yeah, I've actually never realized that.
Yeah.
There is always one awkward or weird person in every job, and if there isn't one, then it's you.
It's absolute you.
Yeah.
I've also not today. Is my voice more deep today? I feel like a baritone. Before I was just like a trombone. Is it? Do you feel it different? Anybody, Kristen? Does it? It does sound strange. Evan is looking at me like a seizure is happening soon.
You sound like a sousaphone to me.
Oh, a walkable tuba.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to all the marches. I love marches, Alex. Like marching band.
Yeah, let's get to brass tacks and talk about it.
Nice one. I like that. Okay, so I think that every job that we have had, there's usually one person. I know there are some recent jobs where we cannot say who is the weird person for legal reasons and also professional reasons because we are still working with some of them. Not right now in this room. Right now, Kristen and Evan are here.
I think we are probably the awkward ones in our job as podcast people.
Thank you for including you in this clear, it's just me, a group. Yeah.
But before we get into that.
Yeah.
Now is the time in the podcast where you teach me
a
German phrase or word that will help me understand the German language and the German people a little bit better.
Okay.
Is it German, perhaps? Is it German, perhaps? I don't know. Is it German, perhaps? Is it German, perhaps? I don't know.
Let's see.
This is not a. This is just a fun one.
Oh,
I know.
Okay.
Many times I say things to you and it's hard for the pronunciations. I just want to give to you one that's super easy.
It's super easy.
I give you a choice. A, something that is something you wear, or B, something you tell someone when they are rude to you.
Rude to you, definitely.
Are you? Okay. I should have.
Well, that's always going to be more interesting,
yeah,
right?
It's
something you wear or something when someone's rude to you.
I know. Right. I said it's sassy. What if I say it like this? Hey, would you like to hear about A, something you wear, or B, when someone's rude to you?
Oh, now I want to hear both.
Okay, good. A is something that I enjoy to wear very much, Alex, because it reminds me of the like the autumn times and the winter times, as we have discussed in a previous episode.
Fall, best season, we agree, yes.
Yeah. It's a German word for sweater. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Pulli.
Pulli.
That's it.
That's great.
Pulli.
This fall temperatures really got me feeling like it's pulley weather.
Doesn't
really have this. Sweater weather is...
Well, that, yeah, because it sounds like it's a rhyme. You could say like, oh, this makes me feel like I want to pulley my pulley.
Pulley my pulley. Why are you groaning like that?
I don't know. This is a stress.
Pulley my pulley.
This is how I speak. This is my diction, Alex.
Yeah, this fall weather's great. It just makes me really want to pulley my pulley.
Yeah, that sounds very good to me.
Enticing. All right, pulley. Great.
Yeah,
I like it.
So pulley, very easy.
Yeah.
Put on your pulley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And to bring it back, Hopefully, if you're stuck in a stau for a long time and the temperature's cold,
oh,
which is a German traffic jam, as we learned before,
you could
put on your pulley.
You put on a pulley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, because it's Wetterwasser.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, do you want to hear...
Javasundisht!
Yeah, very good.
Which is the other one we learned, which means, where is my sweater?
Well, I have soil with mein pulley too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the next one is just a shortcut for, please lick me upon my anus. Which is what Germans say when they are very angry to someone. You're very angry at someone. You are angry.
And this is a phrase that you would actually use in conversation in German?
Yeah. And so what we do not say, we never say the full sentence of it.
Ah.
It is like, you know, like...
when it's implied.
Yeah. You know, like when you are in the Mall of America or something and you walk around and like you smell it, the Cine Bunnies?
Like in Minneapolis?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The Cine Bunnies. What's the store? It's called Cine Bunny Magic or what?
Yeah, it's called Cine Bunny Magic or what?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So you can smell the Cine Bunny for many hundred meters before you see the human with this little tray that's like, would you like a sample of this heroin muffin?
Okay, yeah, I think I follow.
Like, you can smell it before you see it. It's so far away, but yet you also can smell the Cine Bunny.
Yeah, I got it.
So, okay. So, you can only say the first two words of a full sentence that says, please lick me upon my anus, and Germans know what you are meaning.
Right, because they've heard it before. They know where it's going. They can smell that Cinnabon a mile away.
A mile or kilometer in Germany, a kilometer away.
Or schnitzel in Germany.
Well, that's not a measure of distance, but yes, a schnitzel away as well, I guess. A normal size schnitzel, 8 to 15 centimeters, yes. You ready?
I'm ready.
Leck mich.
Leck mich.
That's it?
Lick me.
Yeah.
Leck mich, parentheses, upon my anus.
Lick me upon my anus.
Yeah. Does anyone actually use the full phrase?
Yeah, if you're angry, just like if you are seeing like your son who's like, Thomas Dompy Rimpy, come back, if his full name was Thomas Dompy Rimpy, but...
Yeah. Right. In this case, you use the middle name of the phrase if you're really angry. Use the full phrase.
Full phrase.
But, yeah,
but you could just say, leck mich.
Leck mich.
And people know, oh, he wants something inappropriate done to the downtown of his backpack with my tongue. He wants my tongue to apply to my buttocks. But all you said was, leck mich. And I'm like, oh, okay. Time to schwiggle the bonaka before I go down on it. You know?
Yeah, great. So I'm just going to file this away in useful phrases next time I'm in Berlin.
Yes.
I'll just be like, hey, could someone get me my pulley? And if you don't, leck mich.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So you can combine them very quick.
Yeah.
Go to the retail.
Javasundisht!
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Alex.
Javasundisht, where's my pulley? Leck mich! Yeah.
This is perfect.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. I'm teaching you critical words.
And shouting makes it easier to understand in German, right?
It's not at all terrifying to hear someone scream German. It doesn't trigger any kind of things from the past at all. So it's fine to just scream German angrily. Yeah, it's great.
Perfect.
Yeah, Bootytangers, I hope you've learned some very fun words here on Boom Time. So we have learned those.
Great. Well, now that we've really fine-tuned my Germanic skills.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, yeah, you are like a Volkswagen Golf 1989.
Right. The later ones, I don't know if we trust them.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah.
A 68 Golf. Mm.
Always told the truth.
Who did?
The 68 Golf.
Always told the truth?
Well, as far as their mileage goes.
Oh, you mean the diesel scandal?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
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 Sorry again.
Tugging on my collar. Tug the collar of my pulley there.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Did David Lenteman invent this, like, oh, it's time for awkward, and then he, like, make a tuggy-tuggy of his shirts?
So John Stewart always did it, and I didn't know the reference that he was... he was definitely doing some, you know, old-timey comedy guy thing, and he was referencing something that I didn't get. But whenever something got awkward, John Stewart would always be like, and tug his collar.
That's correct.
Right.
Yeah.
But did David Letterman do it too?
I don't know. It's just he has a face of a man who would do this.
So you assumed David Letterman maybe would do it.
I thought Jonathan Stewart was making a David Letterman impersonate. Like, oh, this is how David Letterman does it when it's awkward.
Well, I wish we could footnote this, but I don't know how we could possibly look it up. But users, listeners, what are people who listen to the podcast again?
I like that they're called users.
Yeah,
it sounds like we've just like, hey, welcome to Windows 95.
And then there's that paperclip, and yeah, he's like,
can I help you? Can I help you? No, a-hole, go away. And he folds. You have to like click no. And he's like, okay.
And then the cat jumps in. It's like jumping on top of your text, and you're
so
like,
so stupid.
Booty tangers.
Booty tangers
is what you're called.
Yeah, booty tangers.
If there's any booty tangers out there that know who Jon Stewart was referencing when he tugged his collar and went, just tweet us at
Boomtime Show or Instagram at Boomtime Show.
Yeah, or send a carrier pigeon to our address here in
Winterfell.
Yeah, there's a big gap in the wall now, so they should be able to just swoop in.
Go straight in. Yeah. Great. Are we ready for the show, Alex?
Let's get into it.
Okay.
So what are we talking about?
Today, we are talking about awkward or weird colleagues or coworkers we have had in our lives. I've had some, I will tell you, and I know this is a big one to say that me, Flula, has had some people that are perhaps more weird and strange than I know that I can be to others.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you had some people as well?
Yeah, I know. I think, like we were saying before, I think every job always has one person at least who's just a little difficult, a little off than the way you would do things. And that's just, I think I always think, oh, why does this job have this one person that I don't quite connect with? But I finally learned over time is that every job has that person. And that's just a part of working in a group, is there's going to be at least one person who is just a little bit different than the way you do things.
There is a quota. You must have one.
It always happens.
Would you like to hear my first one that I did have?
Please.
Colleague maybe is too much, but it was someone that I was a student with. And we had some group projects in the school. It was when I was learning about mathematics. Yeah, I also think mathematics, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, why did you say it like that?
I felt a pressure in my bladder to urinate, but I'm holding it. I'm holding it until the end of the episode. So,
mathematics.
I just felt it like shift. It was like ice cubes. Like, you know, when you have like that glass of, you're chugging it and then the ice cubes make a shift and then they go into your mouth because they were a little melty and stuck.
It's like a little stuck on the side of the glass and then you just hit it just right and it's like, you get like hit in the face with it.
That is what occurred in my bladder.
Okay, so let's move past that.
Yeah, okay, focus on other things. Don't think about glaciers.
All right, so the first colleague you worked with wasn't a colleague. It was someone at your school when you're studying mathematics.
Yeah, so I violated the own question, but still, it counts a little bit. We were a little bit co-working. This person, I will just say, no one will know. Tamara was the name.
Tamara.
And so Tamara, what I did not like is that she did really much enjoy to remove her shoes or boots during the class.
Okay. Sure.
Okay, sure, is what you say when your nostrils are not near to the socks and nasty feet of someone who likes to have stinky feet and then remove a shoe. A shoe is like, you know, if an astronaut was in the moon and just hopping around and like saying one small step is a leap and look at the sun, you know. Is this person, you cannot smell the feet, but if Neil Armstrong is like, hey guys, it was so nice to be on the lunar, let me remove my booties, then the moon will smell it. And so,
what are you possibly talking about?
I'm just saying, if you know you have stink feet, don't take off your shoes.
What does the moon have to do with anything?
I was just trying to say, like, Neil Armstrong was hopping around very nice and making flat plagues. And, like, the moon didn't know he maybe has, like, some stink foot.
Hashtag flat plagues, everyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, if you do this, no one on the moon, like, the Martians aren't like, oh, what's the smell? Who's this weird man? No, because they have a nice white suit that cover all the things.
If a tree falls in the forest, does anyone smell Neil Armstrong's feet?
No.
Exactly.
See, so that is what I say. But Tamara did not get the message, you know?
Right, because there's some hikers out there to smell her feet.
But it's not a hiker. We're in a small classroom.
Well,
you know?
This is like the tree thing, but.
What?
Tree fall.
Oh, the fridge with the trees. Yeah.
Right, and so I'm imagining in Germany, it's wintertime, and you're in these boots, and then the boots get very warm inside the boot, and then the shoe gets all stinky because it's been inside a warm boot, and then you're in a hot classroom, and it's just like a pressure cooker of bad smells.
Yeah, it's like a pulley inside a shoe.
Yeah, and then you're like, ja, was soll denn das?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to say leck mich, because this involves removing clothing, and then all of them will smell come out.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think body odor is a very difficult thing to put on someone else. You know, if you're just by yourself in a car or you're working in a shed, who cares what you smell like? That's your thing. But if you have offensive feet smells and you don't want to keep them inside your feet, your shoes, that's inconsiderate, right? Yeah,
yes, you said it's not easy to put it on someone else. I can tell you, Tamara would put it on someone else. She would put the footsies on another chair. You know, and then that person was tardy to the class, and then they would, oh, sorry, oh, tut mir leid, ich bin verspätet. And they sit down, and they sit down where Tamara's nasty footsies was on the chair, and now their buttocks are smelling a little bit like Tamara's footies. I wrote a techno song about this. It's called Put Your Boots On.
Okay.
And
if only there was some way we could hear it.
Well, I will tell you, I did record this many moon ago. Moons, bringing back circle. You know how they say a back call. Moons.
When did we talk about moons?
With Armstrong had the stink foot.
Ah, right, yeah. Moon. Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plant flagging.
Yeah.
And so...
Plant plagging.
What? Flag, plag... What is it?
Many Neil Armstrongs ago, we did talk about your... What?
So the song is called Put Your Boots On, and it is... I will just prep it for you. We'll listen to it now. But it is... While I'm trying to take a mathematic test, Tamara's feet are very distraction. And so this is what the song is, produced by Minoj. Let's hear it. Put your boots on. Put your boots on, lady. Put your boots on. Please put your boots on, baby. Put your boots on. Can you put your boots on, baby? Do it. Put your boots on. You do, I'll give you my Mercedes.
Wow, that's a great song.
Do you remember? So yeah. We can add. Do you remember this song? Like, put your boots on. Yeah, yeah.
Put your boots on, baby.
Put your boots on.
Yeah, I just heard it. It was great.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Well, yeah. Wow, that was great, right, Alex?
Yeah, I already said I liked it.
Oh, do you remember you were in the record studio when I made this?
I do remember that. You were in a random house in the valley that somehow no one we knew lived there. And you and Minoj were just producing the song in someone's basement.
I think we were squatting. Is that what they say? Like squatting?
Squatting.
Squatting. Not like in the Olympic where like the Roman man has many bobbles.
Not, yeah, very different than in the Olympics when the rowing man has many bobbles.
The Romans, you know, it's like, oh, Roman wrestle bobbles. Bobbles. Oh,
bobbles. The Roman wrestle bobbles. Yeah.
So I think we were squatting in an empty house with foreclosings and then we did record the song.
Yeah.
So
you can hear a little bit of that in there.
I can tell you, the rage of the song is real and the frustration is real because I could not say, what do you say to a person? You're like, listen, you stink really bad in the foot region. Why you remove your booties?
Yeah.
I did not know how to say this.
And now, would you say it now?
Yeah. I would say it, or I would just leave. I would say, ooh, nasty. Maybe put on a sock or two.
Right. No. She wasn't wearing socks?
Mm-mm.
Huh.
That's bad.
Yeah.
It's very bad.
Yeah. Great.
Tell me about you, Alex Simmons. What do you have for awkward job time, weird colleague?
It's funny. There's a few people I've worked with who I'm not going to talk about because still, you know, you still know them and you still have connections to them. But the person that comes to mind wasn't awkward, but interesting and fun and crazy in a way. Here's a great way to start a story. Here's a fun, crazy thing that happened. Yeah. Not a good way to start a story. But my first job.
Yes.
I was in Seattle, and I was hired to be an editor.
Oh, video?
A video editor. I didn't know how to edit.
Oh, Alex.
But they didn't pay me very much, so it worked out well for
That's
both
fine.
Of us.
Yeah,
and
it
was great because it was sort of my film school. I learned how to edit on the job.
On the job?
On the job.
Yeah, OTT.
But what our company at the time primarily worked on was videos for Nordstrom.
Oh, shout out.
Shout out, yeah, to... Nordstrom. Yeah.
What is it?
Nordstrom. It's a company, Nordstrom.
Oh, it sounds very German.
Department store.
Northstorm.
Northstorm. Is that what it means?
North Power. Strom is power, actually.
Yeah, so North Power if you're in German.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the things that I was tasked with was cutting together these videos for sales meetings.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
It was exciting. Basically, these were meetings where all these different Nordstrom salespeople would come, and there'd be like hundreds of them in this big conference room.
Yeah.
And this guy named Len... who I loved. He was like the regional manager of the Northwest.
Did he like to pet the rabbits or no?
Lenny, yeah, good one. Okay. nice Steinbeck reference.
Sorry.
There.
Yeah. Excuse me for quoting a great American novel, Alex. This is also an education podcast, okay?
Yeah, Len. Okay. Anyways, Len.
I love that you hated it. I said it and your face, it's like you just ate 5 Brussels sprouts.
Well, we just talked about this, and I think it's the thing that we talked about on this podcast on how we were sort of getting under each other's skin a little bit sometimes. And I said the thing that you did that sometimes made this podcast difficult is you would inject references that didn't need to be injected, that didn't even connect to something. And I kind of think that Len, just me saying Len, isn't quite enough to get to Of Mice and Men.
But that's why I did it.
Right, but you always take like 7 steps to get to somewhere, and I feel like just because your brain makes that connection, no one else's brain does.
It's one small step for man and 7 steps for me.
Man, I really love that movie Once Glenn Hansen.
And the guitars.
Yeah.
Turn around.
Because you just said the word
every
one.
Every now and then I get a little doodle snippet.
A dew. Yeah, the Mountain Dew is a drink I used to really enjoy. Do the dew.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, and then there's like the Rams, and they're like bucking heads on a mountain in one particular commercial at one point.
Have you been to Buckhead? Speaking of that, it's in Atlanta. It used to be very deep with the clubs.
Yeah, there's a man who has a head, Martin Luther King, who gave a lot of speeches.
He did.
Yeah.
Mm. Have you seen the King's speech? It's got a lot of F-bombs. He's like... And then like
Colin Firth was a great actor who is in that, and... bombs were it's another phrase that people sometimes use for 3-pointers in basketball.
Is bombs?
Yeah, they're dropping bombs.
Did you see the podcast with Kirk Goldsberry where he recommended to move the 3-point line in by 2 feet?
Nirvana. Smells like Teen Spirit in here, doesn't it?
Oh, you should check my Instagram. I just posted Smells Like Teen Spirit.
S'mores are a thing that we cook on campfires sometimes, right? Making s'mores in here.
I love everything about a s'more except the marshmallow.
Graham cracker.
Is that rude? Instagram cracker. I like that.
Right.
I like that. Hashtag.
That Thing You Do was a movie.
Oh, with Julia Roberts where she's running away. She's like, I don't want to get married. I don't want to get
running
married.
Down to Tom Petty, yep.
Hmm? Petty?
This is getting a little petty, yeah.
Okay.
So Len and I... Len was the regional sales manager.
Who owned some rabbits, just to be clear. Belvedere.
Yeah, big beep.
Len. Len worked and he loved your videos.
Anyways, I loved making these videos for Len.
Wait, you loved it?
I loved it, but it was strange. It was crazy. And sometimes I didn't love it, but mostly I loved it.
Why did you love it?
But it was insane, because here's what would happen. He's like, okay. I need a new video. It's got to include all of our new stats for how many sales we're making and women's clothes and men's clothes and shoes and all this stuff. Like, we've increased this percentage in March of this year.
All the verticals.
All the stats. Lots and lots of stats. Also, here's Braveheart on DVD. Also, here's the new Eminem album. Also, here's my favorite song from Beyonce. Also, here are some photos of horses. Also,
are you describing me? This sounds like what I would do if I was your colleague.
Yeah, basically. Also, really into light blue right now. Also, he would give me like 50 things. Can you just put them together? And it was maddening because it was just felt impossible. But at the same time, at the end, you'd be like, oh, you've got like William Wallace yelling freedom with like stats coming by about percentage in new sales. Beyonce's Crazy Love is then coming in, and then Eminem finishes it off. And then the other part of my job was I would go to the meeting and I had to film the meeting, and people were losing their minds at these videos. Like, they were screaming, there were balloons flying all around, people were high-fiving. And I was like, yeah, I did my job.
So it was effective.
Yeah.
And the people loved it.
Yeah.
So Len had very nice taste, you're saying. He very genius creative director.
Yeah, I mean, I think at first I would always be like, this doesn't make sense. Like, how am I going to do this? And then in the end, I'd be like, genius.
Really?
And last I heard, he no longer works at Nordstrom. He's a poet.
Stop the presses.
Yeah.
He's a poet.
That's what I heard last.
Oh, do you have any of your Nordstrom highlight videos featuring statistics and verticals about boots?
I used to have them, but I think they're in a box somewhere in my storage shed.
Please, you invented all of that? You have a box in a storage shed?
Well,
you sound like a lumberjack.
a box in a storage shed is something only lumberjacks have?
The way you said it was just like, if you so ask me, hey, do you still have that comic book? Just ask it.
Hey, do you still have that comic book?
Oh, yeah. It's in the vault in the basement of my lair in Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay, sounds like a reasonable answer.
That is not reasonable. Oh, okay. We both know I've never been to PA, the state.
But we both know you have been in Pennsylvania.
It's true, I lied. I have to urinate so bad, it's like moving up to my lower lung cavity.
Should we take a break?
Let's
take a break. Oh, no? You want to just
Let's push it. We're pushing so hard. I'm in two ways for me. I'm squeezing.
I had some pasta the other day, and it was just like, there was just way too much salt.
Too much salt? Yeah?
Push it. Push it real
bumbo, good. Salt and pepper, got it. Spinderella. Right. Spinderella. I like it. What a fun, clever name for a lady who makes DJs.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That's right.
Oh.
Joshua Tree has some amazing trees out there. And they are called Joshua trees because they look like Joshua from the Bible waving his hands into the air.
Who was Joshua?
Well, you said... DJ, and a lot of people call Joshua Tree J Tree. So that's why I was talking about Joshua Tree, obviously.
But who's Joshua? Sorry. Joshua Jackson from the Dawson's Creek. He's like, oh, look at me. I don't want to kiss the lady. And then Dawson's like, I'm crying. I don't want your life. And then he throws the basketball to Varsity Blues.
Lighthouse.
Nickelback.
Nickel Creek.
Oh, I was close. I was very close. Yeah. Mm.
Real talk here.
Yeah, real. Bring it.
This is either the worst thing to listen to in history or mildly interesting.
We have caused 5 accidents, 2 seizures, and someone has said, listen, if Lula's not going to urinate, I'm going to urinate.
Let's ask Kristen and Evan, is this the worst thing? Kristen running our everything right now, producer extraordinaire. Evan making the amazing video clips that you guys see.
Oof.
There's 2 votes, so I don't know. Let's see what happens. Is this the worst thing ever or mildly interesting what we're doing?
Mildly interesting.
Yeah, mildly.
100% mildly interesting.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not good. Let's jump to another weird colleague story.
Please.
I gotta pee. I really do. I thought I could hold it. I have to urinate so bad.
Boom time. We'll be right back after Flula pees.
Boom, 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 boom.
Boom time!
Support for Boom Time with Flula comes from Wix.com. With Wix, you can create your very own professional website. Select a template you love, and then you know what? Customize it by adding your own text or perhaps images or perhaps videos. All the things are possible. With hundreds of intuitive design features, you can tell your story exactly the way that you want. Want even more for your website? What? Oh, wow, so greedy. Well, no problem. You can easily start a blog, launch an online store, or yes, create an event. Share everything in one click on social media, and then toot toot beep beep, drive even more traffic to your site with SEO tools to get found on Googly. What's that, Alex? Oh, sorry. SEO. SEO tools to get found on the Google. Wix has all the tools you need to create the exact website that you want, or Thomas, whoever. You can even create a beautiful website while listening to this podcast. Just be careful. Multitasking is a challenge. Over 138,221,421 million peoples have chosen Wix to create their website. So create yours today. Get started now by going to Wix.com. That's Wix.com/boomtime to get 10% away from your price. That's Wix.com/boomtime. Wix for 10% off. We do it.
Time.
Welcome back to Boom Time. Flula just had to leave take care of that ice rattling around the glass that is his bladder. Okay, so Flula.
Yeah, yes.
Back on the train that is this podcast.
Toot toot.
We were talking about working with awkward or interesting or difficult people. You spoke about a colleague that was a student of yours in math class. I spoke about a cool guy named Glenn I used to work with at Nordstrom. And now, any more?
There was one person that I did work with that would always fall asleep during the job. So I was working some months in an office where I was a software program person.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was one person who was really much just hating the job and so would sleep in the cube.
Just an openly sleep.
Open sleep.
Yeah.
Just open sleep. Not under the desk, just there, like, yeah, you know, put head on desk and snooze it up.
An FU nap.
Yeah, foo nap. And yeah, so he, a fine nap, I guess. So he would do this, but then he also often would have the dreams, and they would, he would have a dream that would involve some kind of loud yell, and then he would wake up himself. So we would not know he was sleeping sometimes.
Right.
And then it was, and then he would, and then we would hear this. And they're like, oh, yeah, he fell asleep. I don't want to say his name because it.
What was it?
It's very specific. Volker.
Volker?
Well, V-O-L-K-E-R, Volker. Yeah, Volker would just sleep. And
Volker.
Volker. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he would just scream and then, oh yeah, Volker took another nap.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was also like, he had like, what's it called? Incest? When the boss, you know, the boss, like, oh, I know my boss. Hey, I know the boss, so I get hired. So incest is.
Yeah, it's called incest. That's what that means. Yep.
So he had, okay.
If you hire someone you know for the job.
Incest.
It's called incest.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's the correct way to use that.
Okay.
Continue to use it in that way in your daily life here in America.
I feel like I've made a mistake. You're saying this in a way that
No. That is definitely the right way to use it.
All right. Everyone is looking at their laptops. I guess it's correct.
Yeah.
So anyway, because of the incest, he got the job, and it's also very difficult for the firing, even though he would do these scream naps.
Incest makes firing very difficult.
Yeah. Put that on a sticker bump, you know?
Yeah. Because, you know, should we keep...
Yeah, sorry. Okay. I'm still like, I feel like I've had some ecstasy or something. It's still the releasing of the pressure of my bladder.
It was your first time.
Yeah, and it feels like the first time. Feels like the very first time. You know?
Someone on Instagram or somewhere said they love the show, but sometimes the songs go on too long.
I agree with this. But I agree 100% with
this. But then other people say they love the songs, they want more of them. So
I think let's listen to the people that say less.
Yeah.
That's a smart person.
I don't know. The comments are tough. How do you know which comments to listen to and which ones not?
When it smells correct and you are offended, then you know they're right.
Right, but then,
it's like, it's like, hey, you know what, Stephen, your breath smells a little funky. That person's correct. Your breath probably does smell some funky.
Yeah. Internet comments are tricky, though. And we talked about this a little bit on the show, but... sometimes they can be really helpful, and sometimes they're just someone taking out something, just kind of venting a bit.
But yeah. Like Eminem say, cleaning up my closet.
Yeah.
They're just removing those old t-shirts from Hanes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we have some Boomtime tweet box.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Smooth. Another smooth segue to you by Fluleborg.
Yeah. Just... we have some very wonderful, these are tweets from people who listened to the show.
Speaking of internet comments.
Yes.
Let's read some ones that we like.
Can we use that segue? That was better.
No, we'll just use the one. Well, they're all together now. It's one big
segue. Jacqueline says, honestly, I don't know what Flula is talking about 20% of the time. I will tell you her percentage lower than mine. I think I don't know what I'm talking about 68% of the time. Anyway, she says 20% of the time, basketball and such, but I love his enthusiasmus and the audible sound of Alex's brain shutting down when Flula goes on his tangents. Geometry shout out. You two are too funny together. # grower the shower at Boomtime Show. See, Alex.
Jacqueline, thank you. My brain shutdown is a constant thing that I have to deal with here, but also it's pretty fun, right?
I love it, but I worry that you are starting to just...
Yeah. That was my brain.
Yeah, it is like you are like an iPod, like first generation, trying to like download 5,000 songs when it only can hold like 5.
I'm like a Microsoft Zune.
You are like a Zune.
Zoom.
Zune. Yeah, yeah. Zune.
Zoom.
Z-U-N. Z-U-N-E, like Dune.
Zune. That was right. Z-U-N-E, Zune. I had one.
Yeah, like the movie.
Yeah. No, not like the movie. Zune, the movie?
It was like about a desert and like Billy Zane was in it. And Jason Priestley. Who's from The Mummy? Jason Priestley. He's Jason. Like, I got sideburns and I gotta kill that pyramid.
Footnote. Let's footnote that.
And then like The Rock was in it. He's like, Rock that Dwayne Johnson was in it.
The Rock was in my Microsoft Zoom?
No, he was like the Scorpio. He's like the Scorpio King or something. Anyway, okay. Teresa, you know who? I like it, Teresa. Flula speaks many languages I don't understand, including the languages of sport and basketball. I still love it for some reason. We don't know the reason as well, Teresa, but you know who. Even Flula and Alex blabbering about nonsense is growing oddly comforting. Hashtag grow with the shower. Heart emoji, rainbow emoji, unicorn emoji. That's great.
Sensing a theme here.
What I love about it is it's like, this is chaos and makes no sense, but somehow I like it. That's like the sound of Velcro to me. Like, why do I love the sound of Velcro? Like, but I love it.
I like how people are like, I have no idea what you're talking about with the basketball references, but I enjoy them.
It's soothing. It's like when Marv Albert talks about like free throw percentages.
Is it?
Yeah. Elizabeth K. Flula, I understand your NBA references. Oh. Never stop them. Make me laugh. Oh, Elizabeth, thank you very much. I feel like Craig Hodges after winning the three-point contest in the early 90s.
You, Elizabeth, the Pandora's box that you just shattered open is a dangerous one.
That's not good.
If Flula never stopped making NBA references.
Yeah. Oof. You want to read the next one, Alex?
I do. Erica Amber says, if it's the last words I ever hear, I want to hear Lou Bega on Boomtime with Flula. Hashtag Flau Bega.
Flu Bega.
Hashtag Boomtime Pod. That's a new one. I like it.
I like
hashtag
it.
I love Flula. Hashtag I agree with that, right? Am I right?
That's a new one. You added that hashtag.
Well, no, she said hashtag I love Flula. And I added hashtag I agree with that one. Am I right? Am I right?
I like it, Alex. Yeah. You're crazy.
Yeah.
You're so crazy. I made one to have your baby.
Erica, thank you for the tweet. We appreciate that.
Salt and pepper.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Tim Coleman says, loving those Boomtime Show NBA deep cuts. Fingers crossed for Flu Beggar. Hashtag grow as a shower. Tim, thank you so very much. Everyone, listen. Let's get Boomtime to be the most largest of the pods of all the podcasts. Hashtag grow as a shower. Booty tangers never stop. Can't stop. Won't stop. Young MC.
Wow, this has been a real adventure of a podcast episode.
This was a coast roll, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I've learned some things.
Really?
Not really.
Okay.
I think we mildly entertained each other.
Oh, well, that means everyone else was mildly. Thank you guys for not unsubscribing. In other words, thank you for subscribing to Boomtime, the Boomtime podcast with Flula Borg, directed by Alex Simmons.
If this episode results in a not loss of subscribers, I think that'd be a win.
You think so? Is that?
Sometimes you just got to just make, stay the same, right?
I blame this. I must say I like to stay hydrated, Alex. And I blame this on me having too many waters and also a LaCroix and also a Spindrift. Oh, delicious. Hey, Spindrift, are you listening? Let us be, sponsor us, please. Delicious. Is that okay to say?
I don't
think. Okay. Yeah. Kristen says okay.
But you know, we celebrate all the beverages.
And the holidays. Arbor Day coming up.
Yeah, but especially the beverages that pay for podcasts. So all the beverages that are out there, we celebrate.
Oh, if you're all liquid and we put us in your mouth, we will sponsor you.
And we just learned Flula puts a lot of liquids in his mouth.
I put them in, they come out.
They come out hard.
They come out hard. They go in wet and come out still wet. And, tasting not as good.
How do you know that?
Have you not had a messy one and then like you forget to wash hand and then you have an itch on your nose? Boomtime! Thanks for listening to Boomtime, everyone. Please subscribe, tell your friends, your neighbors.
We keep forgetting to do this, and we're not going to forget today.
Footnotes.
Footnotes.
Let's play the footnote song.
Footnote, 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 footnote.
Great.
I give up. This is good. Oh, man.
Flula was hitting like 7 buttons to make no noise.
Yeah.
Footnote. I give up.
This is just, there are no wheels.
Okay, I'd like to welcome onto the show, Kristen.
Alex.
I can't say it.
Every time.
Kristen.
I would like to welcome Kristen.
I think we're going to have my other friend Kristen just come and work on the show instead. Sorry, Kristen. It'll be just easier for me.
Alex, a question. Who is the actress on the show, The Good Place?
Oh, that's obviously Dax Shepard.
Oh, no, the husband. I mean, the wifey.
He's the husband of the actress on The Good Place. That's what you just asked.
Alex. Kristen, yes, we have footnotes.
I have three.
Oh.
Okay, so first of all, incest.
Yeah.
When a boss hires someone they know.
It's incest.
Is actually called nepotism.
Oh, so Alex, you were lying. You wanted, okay, well, apology to everyone for, do you, what's incest?
So the next one is, you were talking about the Microsoft Zune?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you said it was a movie?
Yeah, Zune with Lou Diamond Phillips.
Are you thinking of the movie Dune?
Dune.
From 1984 with Kyle MacLachlan?
Perhaps with who?
Kyle MacLachlan.
The singer of that song?
We had an hour.
What?
The MacLachlan hour?
I don't know this.
Yeah.
There was the MacLachlan group where all those people were like debating. Wrong, wrong.
Yeah, that's the same show.
MacLachlan group, we'll be back.
Yeah.
Wrong, right, left. The correct answer was the Microsoft Zune. Yes.
Yeah.
Back to you, Christian.
Yeah. And the last thing, well, I guess there's a fourth one. My name is Kristen, Alex, not Christian.
Thank you.
Lastly, so I did some research into collar tugging as like a joke. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like the John Stewart thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It goes back to Rodney Dangerfield, who made it like very popular.
Oh, yes.
Rodney Dangerfield.
I get no respect. I get no respect. I am good at golf.
Exactly right. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it's followed by a gulp, a loud gulp.
A gulp.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm.
Rodney Dangerfield is amazing because his success came super late in life. Like, he was a stand-up comedian, but he was also like a knife salesman, and he was not making it for years and years. And he didn't really become a movie star like well into his like 60s. And then he had a huge run of movies and stand-up specials, and he was on Johnny Carson and all that stuff. But like, he put in his time for decades before he finally made it, which is incredibly inspiring.
I have a fun quiz answer about Rodney Dangerfield. Are you ready?
Just the answer.
Yes.
Two?
The answer is Total Recall suffocation scene. But I can tell you more. Shall I rewind?
No, that's all we need.
Perfect. Great. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Boom Time. Hey, listen to us everywhere on Radio FM and Snicky Mang Dong Dong. And
actually, I have real talk here.
Yeah.
I think you should don't do the fake ones, because then it sort of takes weight off the real ones. Do you know what I mean?
It does?
Yeah, I think so. That's how I feel.
Oh.
You're like, hey, listen on Spotify, or either one, they're the same thing to me.
They're not the same. Some people listen to it and love it. They subscribe so hard.
You don't agree? Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay.
Fine. Hey, everyone, listen to us on Spotify and also Apple Podcasts and also LinkedIn, radio.com, and also Starburst. Taste that rainbow.
Yeah. No, I'm actually curious. You don't understand what I'm saying?
No.
Okay. That's fine. Like, you don't even understand the concept of what I'm saying, or you don't agree with it?
I'm mainly just very sad you didn't want to hear the full story about Rodney Dangerfield's connection to Total Recall.
Oh, so you're just still venting about that.
I'm venting, yeah.
What was the full story?
We'll never know.
Let's do a separate, secret podcast right now that tells the answer to that story. Secret. It's a secret podcast. Bonus. Secret. This is a bonus podcast minutes right here.
This is why my voice is so quiet. I could not hear
Boom Time is free. And you get this extra part for free.
In Total Recall, Arnold Schwarzenegger is in Mars, and then he's outside very quick, and then his eyes, he's like, he cannot breathe, it's so good, right? Like, help, 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 help. And the lady with the three cleavages is there, and then he's outside, and then his eyes are very large.
She probably had like two cleavages.
She had 1.5 cleavages. Because a cleavage is two of those. So 1.5. She had 3/2 divided. If you divide this, 1.5 cleavages. 1 1/2 cleavages.
She had two.
No, she had three. No, two would be four breasts.
What? No.
One cleavage is two. Kristen.
She had two cleavages. She had three breasts, two cleavages.
How much is one cleavage, Kristen? I'm asking.
One cleavage for obvious reasons. Is one. How much is one cleavage? One.
But if you have two breasts, that's one cleavage, yes?
Yeah.
And if three breasts, that's 1.5 cleavages.
That's not how that works.
Oh, excuse me, who are you? Dr. Pennzoil or whatever?
Dr. Pennzoil?
I could not think of a name. Anyway, Arnold Schwarzenegger is in Mars. He cannot breathe. The eyes are getting very large. Do you know that they were like, how do we make a human look like he's suffocating, but also like a normal human? They used Rodney Dangerfield's face.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a bit like the Snickers commercial with Danny DeVito.
With Donnie.
With Donnie Wahlberg.
Donnie Wahlberg is the...
Who turns into Danny DeVito after he eats a Snickers.
And then the star of Good Place, Dax Shepard, also is just hanging out playing defense.
Is he playing defense? Is there... What?
I don't know. We have to end this. We have to end this. Boom time!
Good Lord.
Boom time!